USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says help is on the way for small businesses.
I want to remind small business owners across America that the Paycheck Protection Program is launching tomorrow.
That program allows small businesses to apply for loans that will let employers continue paying their workers. President Trump also announcing that he has taken the new coronavirus test, which is faster and less painful, and once again tested negative. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says financial relief for the coronavirus fallout is arriving this month.
I had previously said this would take us 3 weeks. I'm pleased to report that within 2 weeks, the first payments will be direct deposit into taxpayers' accounts.
Those comments directly contradict an NBC report that said it would be months, which Mnuchin said was false. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your promise to keep me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Georgia man's accused of plotting to blow up the White House. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
He was apprehended about a year ago, but the FBI has just released details about the case, saying that agents caught Hasher Taheb in an undercover operation when he apparently believed he was buying a truckload of explosives and semi-automatic weapons in Gwinnett County, Georgia. His alleged targets included the White House as well as several monuments in the nation's capital. He pled guilty on Wednesday to attempting to destroy a federal building. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker of the House from California, Nancy Pelosi, is forming a special select committee to ensure that coronavirus stimulus money is spent effectively.
The House will be creating a special bipartisan oversight panel to ensure that the $2 trillion and any additional funds Congress provides in future legislation are spent wisely and effectively.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as 6.6 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment claims last week, that number more than doubled from the previous week, but according to Republican Senator Marco Rubio from Florida, that number may not even be accurate.
It's a stunning number, and it does represent the people who've lost their jobs probably all throughout last week, which is what we were warning about. Can I say something else without, you know, frightening everybody or freaking everyone out? The true number is actually much higher. We know, for example, that there's probably no state in the country who has an unemployment system that is prepared to take in the vast volume of people that are trying to reach them. In Florida, all over the country, they're just being overwhelmed. No system is set up for 50,000 people to call in a day and or try to reach them. So the number is probably much higher than that, the true number. And that is why there was such a sense of urgency to get that bill passed last week and why we have such a sense of urgency now to get the Paycheck Protection Program up and running.
Hundreds of out-of-state ambulances and emergency medical technicians are now in New York City and ready to help as the number of 911 calls continues to increase. Mayor Bill de Blasio met with some of the EMTs assembled and calls the outpouring of support nothing short of intense. FEMA has assembled 250 ambulances and 500 EMTs from other parts of the country, dispatching them to locations throughout the five boroughs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.